With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Bill Newell is off today. And this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 27, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny this afternoon, temperatures in the low to mid-30s. ItemLive.com is reporting that firefighters responded to a two-alarm fire at 190 Summer Street in Linfield early Christmas morning that left a family of five displaced, according to Linfield Fire Chief Glenn Davis. The family self-evacuated due to smoke, structural, and water damage the house sustained, but they were able to self-evacuate before first responders arrived on scene. The Gloucester Times is reporting that several properties in Wenham, Hamilton, and Ipswich and their corresponding conservation restrictions have been transferred from the former Hamilton-Wenham Open Land Trust to the Essex County Greenbelt Association, according to an announcement from Essex-based Greenbelt. Salem News reports that Mary Jane Bond recently got word that she had walked all the way to the winner's circle. That is, the longtime Rockport resident won first prize recognition in the state's Walk Massachusetts Challenge. The event, an initiative of the Massachusetts Council on Aging, gives dozens of awards to participating seniors, each who record their daily walks. From May through October, the 68-year-old Bond logs about 7 miles a day, sometimes eight, 4 or 5 days a week. She said she started walking during the COVID-19 pandemic. Bond was among 10 first-place prize winners in the statewide Councils on Aging competition. Winners from Swampscott, Boxford, Shrewsbury, West Springfield, Chicopee, Upton, and Sturbridge were among those honored. And as Salem News reports, there's a new and free gathering spot for winter entertainment, seasonal shopping, and dining this week in the heart of downtown Salem. The week-long Frozen Fire Festival kicked off Monday and lasts through New Year's Day with fun, family-friendly activities at the city's Charlotte Fortin Park at 289 Derby Street. The festival is in collaboration with locally based placemaking, entertainment, and hospitality firm, the Anthem Group. We'll check sports right after this. In sports, the Bruins play tonight at Washington, game time 7 p.m., Locally, boys basketball tournaments continue. Rockport versus Pioneer Charter at the Rockport Holiday Tournament tonight at 6 p.m. In girls basketball, it's Rockport versus Pioneer Charter at 4 p.m. Boys hockey continues. Gloucester versus Beverly Consolation and Marblehead versus Burlington Rhode Island Championship. Cape Ann Savings Bank Holiday Tournament tonight. And Rockport versus Swampscott at the Lynn Holiday Tournament. For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.